63.0 EDG 011205202060746 Audio. An update. Yet another interruption, curious, don't you think? The EDG and ADA are not requests for assistance, rather, they constitute an effort at public outreach and, I believe, innovation aimed at those outside the space sector. I am not in competition with NASA, for the simple reason that I do not possess that level of expertise. However, much like the strands of a violin bow, my background consists of various threads, one of which pertains to security in the broadest sense of the term. Contained within these documents, as well as on my website, are various innovations and patentable concepts. This is not merely a matter of adding a fifth hole to a button that already has four. Why write this? Before attempting to answer that question, I have one of my own. Why have I faced so many obstacles in the work I am currently undertaking? And why has your government failed to offer any assistance regarding my children's case? To ignore me is one thing. To repeatedly subject me to criminal obstruction is quite another. I am not attempting to disparage those currently in power, indeed, they are far more adept at doing that themselves. However, refusing to intervene when a human life is in danger, as these individuals have done for the past 20 years, is utterly unacceptable to anyone possessing even a modicum of common sense. For those still wondering why an American flag appears on my website, the explanation is simple. When I sought assistance from elected officials in Quebec, they refused. When I sought assistance at the federal level, they refused. Refused what? Assistance for my children. For individuals holding positions of power, a failure to respond to simple communications constitutes a reprehensible act, one that is actionable in a court of law. This text serves as a formal warning. The innovations and the intellectual property they contain are the exclusive property of Pierre Michaud. Any use in a different context, whether economic or otherwise, will be subject to legal sanctions. For those who have not yet grasped it, this project is significant enough to revitalize a segment of the American economy. So what is the holdup? In the absence of any assistance, I would simply appreciate being able to work quietly and honestly on my project before it changes hands. That is all for now. Pierre Michaud, PMI, father of Gabrielle and Stephen Michaud, who were victims of abduction in September 2007. The current date is May 12, 2026.